Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke with about 50 residents of the Upper Valley on Tuesday on topics ranging from health care to the proposed Susitna-Watonna Dam. The meeting began with first and second grade students from Talkeetna Elementary sharing some of their favorite books that the school received through a Library of Congress program. Senator Murkowski then gave a brief overview of current activity in Congress, including work on the upcoming federal budget, which she says will be her top priority on returning to Washington.
This is actually good for us to have a budget, to have a return to what we would call in the Congress regular order.
The first questions in the Q&A dealt with health care. Senator Murkowski says that she believes the United States still has not achieved meaningful health care reform. Speaking specifically about the high costs of care in Alaska, she says that one of the drivers of the cost is a lack of providers.
When you've got 710,000 or thereabouts people in the whole state and we don't have a medical school, we're always fighting to get the medical professionals up here. So that's part of our problem. We're not in like the UW Medical Center down there where you've got providers and hospitals on every corner that provide a level of competition that can then bring down costs.
Senator Murkowski suggested ideas such as the return of the state student loan forgiveness program and other incentives to bring more providers and get more students who go to medical school in the lower 48 to return once they're out of school. After about 20 minutes, the conversation turned to energy, specifically the Susitna-Watonna Hydroelectric Project. While Senator Murkowski did not offer a final opinion on the dam, she did question whether it and the proposed gas line could be built simultaneously.
I think it's important that we as Alaskans look at this critically. You can't, I suppose you can, have two mega projects going forward at once. I don't know that as a state we're capable of doing that. I don't know that it's wise that we do that.
When asked about her general support of hydropower, Senator Murkowski says she tends to support smaller projects that have fewer environmental impacts, such as lake tap systems. With regard to Susitna, Senator Murkowski says the state should exercise caution and make sure the project is the right answer for the Rail Belt's energy needs. Senator Murkowski also touched on alternative energy sources, including run-of-river hydroelectric, geothermal, and tidal. She says she believes that tidal power can offer a major source of energy to the state.
I keep saying we've got 33,000 miles of coastline. Why we're not harnessing the power of the tides in a way that should power every little coastal community, all these little fish processors that can't even afford to make ice because their power is generated by diesel.
After the town hall, Senator Murkowski answered a few additional questions regarding issues relevant to the Upper Valley, including flood insurance. Last week, the Senate passed a bill that would limit the increase of flood insurance premiums and requires FEMA to conduct an affordability study for future rate increases. Senator Murkowski says it's an important step for Alaskans living in or near flood zones.
I think what is significant with the passage of this flood insurance bill is knowing that homeowners will not have this sticker shock of increased rates when it comes to their flood insurance. What we have been able to do is really push back any increase in rates until such time as we get accurate maps. To me, that's just pretty common sense, but in fact, we actually had to legislate that.
In addition to flood insurance, federal funding for areas affected by floods has been an issue of late. In the MATSU, the borough has recently completed more than 18 months of securing funds from FEMA in order to repair areas impacted by the fall 2012 flood, including the dike near the end of Main Street in Talkeetna. Senator Murkowski says that struggles with FEMA are common in Alaska and that she believes much of the difficulty stems from the agency not understanding the unique circumstances Alaskans face. Senator Murkowski says she plans to return to the Upper Valley this summer. The complete recording of Tuesday's town hall meeting can be found at ktna.org. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.